This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Drivers traveling in the Drummond area will start seeing construction along US 63 as a major highway project gets underway. Governor Tony Evers has approved a nearly $4.6 million contract for a multi-year project that will replace the existing box culvert and dam structure carrying the Long Lake Branch beneath US 63 with a new bridge. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, construction began Monday on the first phase of the multi-year project. This year's construction includes drawing down the mill pond, realigning the Long Lake Branch, and building a temporary bypass that will carry traffic during next year's bridge construction. Drivers should expect a single lane of traffic controlled by temporary signals through at least mid-September. The department also says US 63 will close for up to 7 days later this construction season while crews install a temporary culvert. During the closure, traffic will be detoured using County Highway N, County Highway A, US 2, and US 63. Construction for this year is expected to wrap up in late fall before work pauses for the winter. It will then start again next spring to remove the existing box culvert and dam structure and construct the new bridge. Drivers can find the latest construction updates at 511 Wisconsin. Rusk County authorities are investigating what they believe was a double homicide and suicide after three adults were found dead at a home near Hawkins. According to the Rusk County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched around 5:15 Thursday evening to conduct a welfare check at a residence on Poplar Road in the town of Hawkins. After they arrived, deputies found that three adults had suffered fatal gunshot wounds. Based on the preliminary investigation and evidence at the scene, authorities believe the deaths were the result of a double homicide and suicide. The names of those involved have not been released pending notification of family members. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A loss of trust is at the center of a growing problem for Wisconsin Democratic candidate Sarah Rodriguez, who says her campaign has far less money than she believed. Rodriguez fired her campaign manager after finding duplicate donations, unpaid bills, and inaccurate reports.
I trusted her to do the job that I had hired her to do, that she had done for her entire career. And I regret placing my trust in that individual.
Campaign manager Kara Spencer was let go by the lieutenant governor. Rodriguez now says the campaign has about $200,000 on hand, far below expectations after a planned $1 million ad buy fell through. Rodriguez says she is hurt and angry, but is taking full responsibility and working with the State Ethics Commission. A Democratic rival, Joel Brennan, is calling the situation disqualifying, raising new questions about her campaign's oversight. Early voting in the fall primary starts in a couple weeks. With ATV crashes up in Wisconsin, some lawmakers say OWI laws need to be tougher. But according to a report in Wisconsin Watch, the State Tavern League is standing in the way. Wisconsin DNR data shows 18 people have died in fatal crashes on off-road vehicles so far this year. DNR officials say drugs or alcohol are typically involved in about half of ATV crashes. The principal of Madison Elementary School in Janesville has retired after being placed on paid administrative leave. Stephanie Filter, who had served as the school's principal for 12 years, was placed on paid leave in May while the district investigated allegations of inappropriate contact with a student. The school district said they received an anonymous complaint about the physical handling of a student at the school in May. Matt Perenboom has taken over as principal following the resignation. The district says Filter stepped down to, quote, focus on her family. Day two of the heat wave continues, and it's going to get worse today before it gets any better. Communities are opening cooling centers again to help people stay safe. Forecasters say temperatures will be in the 90s through midweek with heat index values in the triple digits. Heat advisories and extreme heat warnings are blanketing about two-thirds of our state. Anyone looking for relief can call 211 for cooling center locations. Health officials recommend limiting time outside during peak heat and make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Relief is in sight, but not till we get closer to the weekend, with a chance of thunderstorms moving in Friday into Saturday. Details coming up in the forecast. A Fox 6 report on a fake slot ticket scheme in Kenosha is also highlighting spotty enforcement in gambling laws in Wisconsin. Police say a man and woman are accused of copying winning tickets and cashing in for thousands at local bars. One suspect is now charged, while another is still being sought. State law generally bans machines that pay out cash, but many still operate in taverns across the area. It's the Wisconsin Department of Revenue that would enforce the law. Authorities say the fraud is clearly illegal, even as the machines themselves sit in a legal gray area. Time to dust off the rabbit ears, because Milwaukee Bucks games are going back to free TV this season. The team says all games will air on My24, marking the first time in more than 30 years the full season will be available over the air. The move comes after Bucks' longtime cable partner shut down. Fans can still watch on cable, satellite, and YouTube TV as well. The team is also working on its own streaming option. Aspirus Health is announcing the opening date for its new hospital in Chippewa Falls. The facility in Chippewa Falls will open on September 22nd across the street from Fire Station No. 1 on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard. The hospital will feature an emergency department along with 10 treatment rooms and 10 inpatient beds. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
A big night for a Bucks rookie. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the NBA Summer League games, the Bucks losing to the Phoenix Suns 95-88. But Milwaukee's first-round pick, Brayden Burries, with another standout performance, scoring 23 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Burries on what he hopes to accomplish this week in Las Vegas.
Successful Summer League. Just to continue to get better game by game, you know, continue to learn more, and that'll be successful for me.
Bucks GM John Horst.
Brayden was a target for us. We spent time with him early in the draft process. We were able to bring him here later in the draft process. He's a big guard. He's got great length. He's got great size already at 20 years old. Played winning basketball. He's been a winner his whole career. Comes from a great pedigree. His family in San Bernardino. Dad was a basketball player. Mom was a basketball player. There were a lot of guys that we liked, but we were through the moon when we were able to get Brayden.
Baseball, the All-Star game tonight in Philadelphia with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and hot today with a high in the low to mid 90s and a heat index in the upper 90s here by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s to near 70. Tomorrow, sunny and a little cooler with a high right around 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.